Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show. My guest for this morning is Sarah Etteres. Sarah is a number one hit global recording artist for 5 consecutive years, founder of Begal Records, and an inspirational keynote speaker. Sarah and I will be talking about how we can stay inspired, overcome our hardship, and empower ourselves and others in 2014. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio, and a Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Johnny. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Wonderful. I'm excited to have you on the air with me. You have accomplished so much in your young life, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us start by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Well, my story began with I took my first dance class in a strip mall in Colorado, and I felt such a joy and connection to music and dance that I knew I wanted to be a performing artist. Mm-hmm. So I took off for New York City. I went to Columbia University, and I immersed myself in the art scene, and I trained with some of the best teachers in voice and dance. And through a lot of hard work, perseverance, and the drive and will to keep on keeping on, I wanted to get my music out to the world. Mm-hmm. And I, through the school of hard knocks, figured out what I was doing and got led to 5 consecutive hits worldwide.
Yeah.
And now my songs are played all over the world, and I'm able to give back now and help others realize that they can have their dreams come true. And
yeah.
So I say to people, what is possible for you? What do you want to achieve? And help make that happen for them through my performing and through my coaching and public speaking. And it's such a joy to help others have their dreams and their mm-hmm. purpose in life realized.
You mentioned that you started dancing at a very young age. How did you discover mm-hmm. music and dancing, and how did it propel you from a standpoint? Were your family involved with dancing as well?
Well, actually, when I was a kid, I always listened to the radio, and I always found great comfort in mm-hmm. music, whether it made me happy or sad. I just always identified with the singer, and I'd go see shows in theaters growing up. And it was such a passion of mine, and I know that, you know, growing up, everybody seems to have a passion, and I was so fortunate to be in a household where I was encouraged to pursue my dreams. Mm-hmm. And many people aren't raised in homes where they're taught to follow their dreams, but I feel that you don't have to live like that, no matter what age you are. And mm-hmm. I would say to people listening out there right now, no matter where you are in your life, you can find your passion and your unique purpose for who you are, and you can mm-hmm. pursue it. You can go after it. You can live it, and you can achieve it. You just have to gain that mindset and go for it, no matter what it is you want. If you want to mm-hmm. be a great mother, if you want to be an amazing painter, if you want to start a writing career, what is it that you want to achieve, and what do you want to pursue and build, and then go after it? It is possible.
Wonderful. I mean, some of us are not very good at singing. I mean, singing in the shower, so to speak, but how did you realize you have a talent for singing?
I auditioned for a lot of shows when I was young.
Uh-huh.
I got into the local theater, and I got lead roles, and just kept going from there.
Growing up, did you follow some favorite artists that inspired you?
Absolutely. I like artists who write songs that tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
I like artists that use words in powerful combinations that you say to yourself, wow, I haven't heard something like that expressed in that way. So I would say some of my favorite artists are Bruce Springsteen. I like Fleetwood Mac. I like U2. When I was a kid, I used to love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And these are artists who see the world in a unique way and aren't afraid to express their individuality. And that's a huge part of what I do with my art and with my speaking and performing, is telling other people that they can express their uniqueness and be who they are. Because there's only one of you, and you should share that with the world. You should express your voice, and you should pipe up and be who you are, because it's a gift. It's a gift to be who you are and be able to share that, no matter what profession you're in, no matter who you are, what you're doing today. Go out there and be yourself and celebrate it.
Fantastic. That's very true. What life experiences influence your songwriting most? Because I know that you pretty much write all the songs that you sing.
Oh, yes. I love being a songwriter because I have an extra voice as a writer in addition to just being having a singing voice.
Yeah.
And I would say that my life experiences, all experiences around me influence what I write about, because I find inspiration everywhere. Everything and every day has something to teach us and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that you can turn anything into a song or a learning experience and share it with other people. And it's very powerful and very life-changing if you can look at the world that way and take pieces from it and then turn it into a creative expression.
Very true. In reading your bio, one of the things that I discovered is the fact that you're very focused on the things that you really want to do, like you mentioned just now earlier in the show about pursuing your passion. Why did you decide to pursue singing and performing as a career? Because that is a very tough, very, very tough business to be in.
It is a very tough
yeah.
business to be in. But I feel like I have to stay true to what I love to do. I wouldn't know how to not follow my passion, because it is hard, it is fun, but it's everything. I give it all that I've got, and I believe you have to get in there and go for it, because if you don't, you're not living your true life's purpose. You're not living what you're meant to be doing with your life, no matter what that is for each individual person out there listening right now. What is it that turns you on? What is it that lights your fire? And go for that. Put that in your life every day. Somehow add that joy, that element of what you love to do. If you love writing, set aside time and write and make sure that is a part of your day somehow, because that's going to add so much to your life and make you feel like, this is why I'm here, this is what I'm meant to do. And that's going to create so much joy for yourself. And then you'll be able to give back to others.
Very true. I'm sure you ran into some challenges. What are those challenges that you ran into?
Oh, yes. I faced a lot of challenges. I still face challenges. It's an ongoing process, but it is all about how you approach it. And many of the challenges I face, of course, are rejection, people telling me how I should sing or how I should look or what society thinks is right or wrong. And I'm sure challenges, you know, that people, the listeners right now face in their career and life and life events right now. And like I said, it's all about how you handle it. And so much of it is about getting back into the fight. So you want to pick yourself back up after you get knocked down and stand up for yourself and have that unbreakable resilience. So right now, to all the listeners out there, think about a hardship that you've had in your life and that you've gotten through, because you have done it before and you can do it again. So remember that. Remember, you have it inside you to get back up and fight that fight. So if you're listening right now and you're suffering some kind of challenge, just think for a minute that, yes, I have gotten through a hard time and I can do it again. I can do it again.
It's true. It's a matter of sort of picking yourself up, dusting all the dust off, and get back again into the game.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can get back in.
Wonderful. Where are the support coming for you? Family? Friends? What are we talking about here?
Absolutely. It's very important to surround yourself with a team that uplifts you. Look in your life and make sure you've got people on your side. Make sure you have people that believe in you, that are supportive of what you do, and people that tell you the truth, too, but that you rely on. Make sure you're not hanging around with people that are sucking out your energy, but that are feeding you and uplifting you and giving you that support you need. And spend time with those people. Those are the people that are gonna uplift you. And make sure that you're one of those people to other people that you're giving back, because that'll give back to you too.
Right. One of the things I realized over the years is that sometimes we all need cheerleaders in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that may come in any shape or form, in the sense that it might be a fellow family member, might be a best friend. And the irony of it, it might be someone that you don't even know that sort of got you on the right track or somehow appreciate you for who you are or for the things that you've done. And one of the things you mentioned that I've read about is that you were at a party in South Africa, and at the moment in time where you have someone that out of the blue, someone that you don't know, that said something that made a tremendous, profound impact in your life.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reading that story. That was quite an amazing story. I was in South Africa, and I was just there, not performing or anything, just as regular me. And I was at a barbecue, and I was talking with this wonderful woman, and she asked me what I did, and I said I was a singer. And she said, well, what songs do you sing? And I told her, and she lit up. And she said she danced to my songs all the time in the club. She knew every one of my songs. And I was just completely blown away, because I've never officially released any music in Africa. And I was so touched and moved that the world is so, she had been touched by my music. And here we were together. And you never know who's listening and who you could be touching for anyone. You don't have to necessarily be, you know, a rock star or a musician to be touching people's lives. You could go out today and compliment somebody on something nice they did for you or their smile and really change their day. So it's all about how you're treating people, how you're walking through this world and really affecting people and not even knowing it.
Right. We all, in so many ways, love validation of what we do. And things like that certainly validates what we do. And it gives us that sense of focus that we need during times of, I guess, of scares in this case, because I believe at that time you were in the situation, well, this is great, I'm doing this, but I may not be recognized a whole lot, but now you have someone out of the blues that have listened to your song, and only listened to your song, was very excited in meeting the artist behind the song as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is fun. It is. It's really neat. I mean, it's really touching to get letters from all over the world from people who appreciate what you do. And at the same time, you also love to do what you do because you love it. So it goes both ways. You do what you do because you love it and you put it out there. And then it's also nice to hear that people identify it and love it back.
Right. Did you have a mentor that helped you along the way?
Oh, I have great mentors. I've always had great mentors that that inspire me and push me. And that's why I love being able to give back now and be in that role, to be able to, with my clients, and when I speak to people and they come up to me afterwards and say, I was speaking the other day and this group, and they came up to me afterwards and they said, thank you so much for encouraging us to be ourselves, to celebrate our individuality, because that's what we want so much, and we feel all the time that society is trying to push us into a direction to all be the same. Mm-hmm. And to hear them come up and say that to me really, really made me feel good too. And it's that, you know, giving and sharing and mentoring that is so powerful.
Very true. Well, when you are speaking, when you are mentoring others, you validate their dreams, their focus, their desires, and that's a very powerful position.
It is. It is. It's really, I really admire because they have the courage and the strength to say, you know, I'm going to go for my dreams. I'm reaching out to someone to help me and to get clarity. and let's do this. Let's take this step. Let's go for it. And I have great admiration for people that get on that track.
Very interesting. Coming back to your music endeavors, when did you get your first break in the music industry?
I would say that there probably isn't really a first break. I'd say it's a series of a lot of hard work and steps along the way. Like an athlete or a dancer, it's sort of training every day, and you train your muscles until one day you can leap over that hurdle or do a double pirouette. So I'd say keep training yourself every day to achieve success. It's one step at a time, and then it adds up. And then the door will open, and you'll be ready. So it's not just one big break. You have to be ready for it.
It is not a sprint. I'm sure it's a marathon because you have to kind
well
of just
said.
Constantly
well
work
said.
At it.
Yes, it is. That's very well said. And it never ends. And and that's part of the fun. That's part of the journey.
Yeah, wonderful. How did you feel when your first song became the number one hit globally?
Oh, amazing, amazing. I mean, it's an incredible feeling. It's an incredible feeling when your hard work pays off. And it's you know, I feel just so blessed to be able to give back and share my joy with others. And I also think it's important for people to realize that, you know, they too can have that feeling of accomplishment and touching other people's lives on that profound level, even if you're not a rock star. You can feel that fire and feel that, you know, that turn on feeling for what it is for you.
Yeah.
You can tap into that joy no matter what it is. And that's what life is about. That's what it's about. You can feel like a number one hit global recording artist in your life when you discover what your joy is and you tap into it.
You mentioned something very interesting because you talk about joy. Joy is not necessarily a destination. It is the journey experience that one goes through in life.
Absolutely.
Hearing your voice, the conversation that we've just had for the last 15 minutes or so, I can see the joy in you, or at least I can
thank
hear
you.
The joy in you.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm very excited to be here today because it is exciting to be able to share this back, what I've learned, and to be able to be in this position to help other people.
Oh, wonderful. Were you prepared for the experiences that followed, for example, the 5 consecutive hits worldwide?
Was I prepared for that?
Yeah.
Yes, because I say, I teach a lot of people that it's really important in your life to envision what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so in envisioning something, you want to see it. You want to picture it. You want to picture it with real detail.
Yeah.
So I used to see myself on stage, and I would draw my costumes. And this was even before I even had songs released. So by the time I was on the radio, I was ready because I had already created that reality in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, to everybody listening, think about what it is you want in your life, and you get complete clarity. Imagine it, and you can write it down. You can say it out loud. You can repeat it every day. Then you train for it. You practice it. You master it. And then you will be prepared. You will be prepared for what's coming because you will have already created it. And then whatever comes after is just fun. Then the ride is fun after that. Then you're ready to take whatever is thrown at you because that's just life and that's fun too.
Wonderful. I want to play one of your number one hits, Fade Away. Tell us about this song.
Oh, sure. I love Fade Away. You know, it's really interesting because sometimes when you write a song, you're not exactly sure where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the meaning can change when you look back at it.
Yeah.
So I like this one today as I look at this because I know you're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what could Fade Away mean today? Because, like I said, sometimes the meanings change. And one of my favorite lines in it is, your false reality will be erased. And to me, that means fade away. You can let things go. You can let go of the past, the past can be a ghost. You have a chance to reinvent, to move on, to let that those false things in your mind that play over and over again, let them go. Start over and start a new beginning and enjoy what's coming for the future. So I say today, play fade away and let the past go, let the ghosts go, and enjoy what's coming ahead.
Wonderful. Let's hear the song.
Thank you.
Well, that was a beautiful song. I have to tell
you
that. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I know you wrote the lyrics to the song. How did it inspire you afterwards?
How does it inspire me afterwards?
Yeah.
It's great to perform. I love performing that song. I always perform that one live.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming to your own personal life, life is a journey. What life's epiphany led you to become an inspirational and motivational speaker?
Sure. Well, I'm constantly interviewed on the radio, and I realized that I wasn't always being asked about my songs or my music.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about how did you achieve your dreams or survive in such a tough industry? And I realized I was inspiring people to go out and live their lives and create lifestyles and their dreams. So it was powerful to be able to give people tools and guidance to change their lives and empower themselves to be who they wanted to be deep down and know that they could do it. And it was, and it's a joy to be able to give them these tools, show them the way, and empower themselves to go out and go for it.
Interesting. How does your background in the music industry contribute towards your coaching program? You have a coaching program that's called Come Dance with Sarah.
Yes, Come Dance with Sarah. And I help others with the universal principles of success,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is a mindset that I use to succeed, because the industry mm-hmm. I'm in has a 99.9% failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I coach people on how to dare to win. So you
yeah.
put yourself out there. You got to put yourself out there, even when people say no, because you're going to get more no's than yeses, but you keep
yeah.
going. You have to persist. You have to know that your voice is valuable and important, and you have to set goals. And you have to do these things daily. You do it daily, day after day. You just keep going. And it's like training. You train and train and train. And then you break through to where you want to get.
I think the toughest challenge for everyone is rejection, though. I think that really kind of is like having a sword pierced right through your heart in any
mm-hmm.
kind of rejection, whether it's personal relationships or professional relationships. In this case, you putting out your song out there and someone saying, well, can you tweak it this way? Maybe you need to do it that way. And you know how it goes, and I've been there. Being an author and speaker, you're always going to have someone that, well, I think you need to do it this way a little bit.
Sure,
how
I
do you handle that?
I do that all the time. Well, I
yeah.
think what's important is that a lot of times you can't take it personally.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you have to ask yourself, who's telling you this? I mean,
yeah.
why is their opinion more important than yours? Do you value this person's opinion? And if so, then that's constructive criticism, and
yeah.
you can take it, and it can help you. It can, like
right.
a mentor, it will help
yeah.
you grow. Or is this person's opinion really not valuable to where you want to go? And then I say, stick to your guns,
mm-hmm.
You know, value your voice, and go with your gut and what you believe in, and stick with that. You know, I have a great story
mm-hmm.
where that I tell all the time, and I love this story,
yeah.
where when I was first starting out, I had an appointment. You know, I was trying to get appointments with anyone to try to get into the music business, and I got a meeting with this really hotshot lawyer. And I played him my demo tape, and he
mm-hmm.
basically told me that my song was horrific and terrible, and I would never be on the radio and never make it, and basically,
yeah.
goodbye, good luck, get out of his office. Well,
yeah.
I could have said, wow, I must be awful, this is terrible, and given up. But instead, I hung on to that song, and I believed in that song, and I believed in myself, and that song became my first hit. And it became number 3 on a chart behind
yeah.
2 American Idols.
Yeah.
And American Idols have a lot of power and a lot of money behind them, and I didn't have
That's
any
right.
of that. I just had a great song that I believed in.
Right.
So instead of listening to that lawyer and, you know, quote, dancing his dance instead of dancing my
right.
dance,
right.
you know, I made it. So, you know, keep in mind, who are you listening to? Are you listening to them, or are you listening to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I listened
mm-hmm.
to myself and got my career and
yeah.
my love of what I do.
Yeah. It's a wonderful story. I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
glad you shared that with the listeners this morning, because I think a lot of times we get into the situation where we do take it personal, because it is our labor of love. And so when someone
yes.
pounds it and smack on it and step on it and stomped on it, and it's very difficult not to take it personal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but remember, it's yours. It's not
mm-hmm.
theirs. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to fight for it. They're not. So you keep fighting for yours. You keep fighting
yeah.
for what you love.
Right, right. And I go through a situation where there was a period of time when we were doing a major promotion for my book, From My Mama's Kitchen. And
mm-hmm.
prior to that, I've been getting all 4 and 5 star reviews on Amazon. my friend had prepared me for it. He says, Johnny, I just want to let you know there's going to be someone out there that's going to give you 1 and 2 stars. And the book about unconditional love for moms, right? I say, come on now, you know. And I did. I mean, when I got those 1 and 2 stars, especially the 1 stars, I don't have any problems in people reading the book and not liking it versus someone that end up giving you a 1 star because, gee whiz, I didn't realize what this book is all about. I bought it for something else, and it turned out to be something else. Hit it.
Sure.
Like, what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have no idea what other people's motivations are, and you just do the best you can do and love what you do and put it out there.
After the initial reaction of maybe trying to crawl into Amazon and trying to beat up that person.
It's not even worth it.
I understand. I just had to throw that funny little story in because it was right.
That
it's like, oh,
funny.
My God. You know, it was like, oh, man, I cannot believe this. It does make you stronger, like you say, because if you believe in the product that you put out there, then stand by it because eventually the masses will realize that and they will appreciate what you're trying to do.
Absolutely, and it's important that it's for you. I mean, you're doing it because you love it.
Right.
You're not going to please everybody, and you shouldn't want to or shouldn't try to.
Yeah. That brings us to, you talk about Come Dance with Sarah, and one of the things you talk about, obviously, is dancing our own dance. Why should we dance our own dance?
Yes, you should be dancing your own dance because your own dance is like no one else's. It's your gift to be shared and treasured, and only you can give that to the people around you and to the world. And one of my favorite quotes is by Judy Garland, and she says, be a first-rate version of yourself, not a second-rate version of someone else. So don't deprive the world of the greatness only you can give. Share yourself generously with pride because you are you, and only you can be you. And that's why you have to dance your own dance.
Very true. We speak the same language because I speak about authenticity. That's what people want. They want to see
Definitely.
The authentic you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a danger in not dancing our own dance?
Oh, absolutely. If you don't dance your own dance, someone else will dance it for you. And the biggest regret of people dying is that they didn't live the life they wanted to live. They lived a life dictated to them by somebody else. And you don't want to live a life of regret. You want to live a life of passion and a life of purpose and your personal greatness. So dance your dance, not somebody else's.
One of the things that you talk about, and I'm sure you have done this many, many a times to yourself for sure, overcoming obstacles and hardships and so forth, and then I'm sure you have audiences that you go to and you talk about overcoming hardships and obstacles. How do we do that?
Sure. A powerful, powerful tool to overcome hardships and obstacles is to take action. Take action, some type of action, because movement creates momentum. So you could reach out to a friend, empower yourself by learning something new, work with a coach, that's what we're here for, to help you see the possibilities, to take action and move forward. Move forward, take action.
Interesting. For people that are waffling back and forth because of insecurities, we have a lot of people out there that are like that, like I say, because you can't help it but take it personal when someone tear you down under those circumstances. Your product, that is, of course, in this case, you, your singing, the music that you put out, and of course, in my case, the book or the topic I'm talking about and so forth. Do you have a formula that you can share with people?
A formula to get through the hard times?
Yes.
I think you always have to keep remembering who you are and that your voice is powerful too. You want to, like I said earlier, you know, keep your circle of people that you trust to guide you and take their opinions. And then remember that other people's opinions you're not going to please everybody, and you shouldn't try to. You should go for the people that you value and stick with those people in that camp, but you're not going to be able to please everybody, and you don't need to. It's your life. It's your dance, and you should be happy with that and find joy in that.
One of the things you talk about are the three P's. Tell us about
that. Sure. There's passion, purpose, and personal greatness. So passion. What is passion? Passion is what makes you want to jump out of bed. What do you absolutely love to do? Purpose. What's your purpose? What do you feel like you were put here for? What are your goals, and how can they change, and how can they grow? So if you look at someone, for example, in the music industry, you can look at Bono.
Mm-hmm.
He is a musician just like everybody else. But what has he done that's different? He grew his goals in such a way that he started organizations that started helping Africa to such a level that this man was then nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. So just like all the other musicians, he started out at the same level but grew to such a huge purpose. His purpose expanded much farther than music. So what can you do in your life and make your purpose extend and help other people? Personal greatness is really important because is what you are doing aligning with your values and how you feel about living, because that's what's going to make you happy. So when you go to bed at night and you put your head on the pillow, do you feel like you accomplished what you feel is great and in alignment with what you want to be achieving in life?
Very interesting. So these are the steps that we can take to get us results now?
Sure. Three really good steps to help get results now. I would say, number one, clarity. Get very clear on knowing what you want. Pinpoint it. Distill it down. Then get a map. Map it out. How are you going to do this? What do you need to get there? How are you going to get from point A to point B? So if you're on a road trip, you need a map. So now you're on a road trip to try to get to where you want. So you need to figure out the route. What needs to get done? What skills do you need to learn? Who do you need to put on your team? And then daily implementation. You want to master it. You want to practice it. You want to train for it. You want to put in the work. So clarity, get a map, and then daily implementation.
And also, I imagine, to get a support group that will be there for you when you need a little push to the left or push to the right and keep the momentum going forward, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get great mentors. Get great teammates. Get people that are in the same mindset as you and are on the same path to achieving success, to achieving happiness, to making a difference in the world. Surround yourself with positive people.
Very interesting. So how do we maintain a lifestyle of excellence then, once we achieve it?
Sure. Keep checking in and making sure that your goals are aligned with your purpose. Are you doing what you love? Are you doing what you feel you're put on this earth to do? And are you surrounding yourself with the right people that we were talking about? Did you do the best that you could do for that day?
Very interesting. I want to play the song that you have, I think, that's strictly dedicated about your coaching program. And it's titled, Shall We Dance? Tell us a little bit about
it.
Why did you write the song, and how did that come about? How has it impacted people that have listened to it?
Sure. I love this song, and I get a tremendous amount of feedback. I have a video for this up on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/Sarah Acharis.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lines in Shall We Dance is, shall we dance, shall we sing, all our hopes, they're worth everything. And what we're saying here is your hopes are what propel you into what you want to do. So what are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you want to do with your life? And that's your song. That's your dance. That's what life is about. That's where you want to go. You want that to be your life. There's also another great line in it that says, let me dance my clumsy dance. meaning mm-hmm. that life isn't perfect. You're going to trip along the way. It's going to be, you know, up and down. But that's okay. That's what makes it human. That's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it a journey and an adventure and fun and hard. But that's all part of it, and that's okay. And
right.
that's what makes us human. That's what makes us identify with each other. That's what makes us enjoy each other. And that's what makes it interesting. So this song is really, really personal and important to me. And I'm so thrilled you're playing it.
Wonderful. And what I was going to say was that that's the authentic you. And that's the best you
mm-hmm.
that you can put forward.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Let's listen to Shall We Dance?
Rainbow feathered bird, cotton club's new girl. Hear how they sing, hear everything. Jazz on 14th Street, where the markets meet. Hear how they sing. Hear everything, everything. Come to see the king, so powerful as they bleed, as hope is meant to be. Shall we dance? Card the same. Come play the game. No one to blame. Bring your jewels and cash, rotting dreams and trash. Hear how they scream. Hear everything, everything.
Wow, powerful song.
Thank you. Thank you so much for playing it.
It's wonderful. I think it speaks about us as human beings and talks about our strength, our weaknesses, and also
mm-hmm.
it empowers us to be who ourselves. Coming back to the authentic us, you know, I mean, there are times we're clumsy. There are times that we tend to fumble a little bit here and there. But in the end, people need to accept us for who we are And as long as we realize that we need the areas of opportunities for us to work within ourselves, that's the most important thing as well.
Beautifully said. I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. What do you enjoy most with your new endeavor as a speaker?
I love it because I love the people that I meet, and I love them because they're dedicated and encouraged to find and go after what they want in their lives. And everyone's in it together. We all grow together, and it's a powerful, powerful combination.
Fantastic. Where can someone go to get more information about you and keep up with your latest happenings? I know you mentioned about your YouTube channel, so tell us a little bit more about how they can get in touch with you and kind of keep up with you and possibly engaging you in doing something with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, come join the dance. Come find me at comedancewithsarah.com. So that's comedancewithsarah.com. And, oh, this is cool. If you have a phone right now, you can pull it out and text right now to 22828, the words Team Sarah, TEAMSARAH, and you'll be signed up immediately. I send out videos and free blogs and information, and we'll be connected right away. It's great. It's really fun. Yeah,
wonderful.
Or just go to a website and you can sign up there. And you get all sorts of fun, free stuff.
Wonderful. What's your YouTube channel again?
My YouTube channel is youtube.com/SarahAtaris. Or you know what's really easy? My music website is thesarah.com, thesarh.com. And I actually give a free download. Free download of the first song you played, Fade Away. You can get it for free.
Wonderful.
Yeah, gift back to all my wonderful fans for all their support. So you can listen to that, get up and dance around your living room and have some inspiration.
Well, the music is certainly very engaging, very upbeat, and it moves people. It certainly moved me when I listened to it, so I'm very excited about that, and thank you for that offer.
Thank you.
How has becoming a coach and speaker impacted you personally?
Personally, I love it because I'm inspired by the people I work with. Completely inspired. I myself grow from learning what they're learning. Mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing collaboration. Amazing. It's amazing to meet people from all walks of life. I work with people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just universal principles, universal mindset of success, of hard work, of getting through life in all areas. So I just meet incredible people all striving to achieve their passion and achieve lifestyles and dreams that they so desire and deserve.
Fantastic. What was the most memorable experience for you in one of your talks that you have given recently?
That's a really good question. Probably this young woman came up to me and she said to me, she goes, at first I didn't know what to make of you, which I get a lot because, you know, I am who I am, which is fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end she said, wow, I really understand what you're talking about, and I really want you to come speak to, and then she named a whole bunch of other places. She goes, I really think you could help these people.
Yeah.
I get it. This is what I want to do with my life. Can you help me? Can you show me how to do this? You've really changed my thinking. This is possible. And to realize that you can really make an impact on people's lives is really powerful. So to see someone's thinking change, to see her self-esteem change, to see her mindset change, and to know you've reached someone and touched someone and set them on a path is incredible. Incredible.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You also contribute to, tell us about that.
Oh, I'm so honored. I am so honored to be the face of Until.org. Until.org is an organization that brings awareness to AIDS and HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the face along with Kevin Bacon and Jessica Alba and several athletes. And it's such an honor to be a part of this incredible organization. So, yeah, you can go to Until.org and see all the pictures and the bracelets they sell to raise awareness and funds for their organization. It's quite an honor.
What can we expect from you in 2014?
Oh, 2014 has started off great, and I'm having an amazing time coaching, speaking, performing, creating, and working with people all over the world. It's all about enjoying the journey, reaching out to others, and feel free to connect with me and make it happen for you this year, too. It's now. It's time now. So reach out and let's do it.
Wonderful. Looking back in time, and obviously you've been through a tremendous amount of hardships and challenges in your life, and you're stuck with it somehow. Was there a moment where you were at the very bottom and that sort of life's epiphany kicks in the sense that, you know, oh, my God, do I go forward? Do I go backwards? What was that experience like?
Always go forward. Keep going. Keep going. You can't go back.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
There's no going. There's no way to go back. There's only forward. I love a quote by Winston Churchill who says, "If you're going through hell, keep going, because there's nowhere else to go. You have to keep going.
Right. Right.
So
right.
Keep going."
Wonderful. Looking back in time, because you're such a success now, when you look back, are there any things that you would have changed? Or, you know, how we are much wiser now than perhaps when we were much younger, so to speak?
I think what is really important for people to realize and say to themselves that at the time, you did the best you could. In that moment, you made the best choices you can. Looking back, it's always easy to go, oh, I should have done this. I wish I could have done that. Da, 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 da. But give yourself a break and know at that moment you were in a situation and you made the best choice you could at that time. And give yourself a break and say, this is where I was. This is what I did. I did the best I could at that time. Now I'm moving forward. This is my next decision. This is how I'm going to do it this time.
Right. That's a wonderful statement you just made. And it's all about making informed decisions. You cannot second-guess yourself because hopefully when the time you made the decision some years back or some months back, some weeks back, that you made an informed decision. So hopefully in the future when you want to make a decision that you are making an informed decision and hopefully you get all the information before you make the decision.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And you know what? You're going to mess up again. You're human. You're going to mess up again. And that's just part of life. You're just going to keep going. You know, things are going to drop out of the sky that you didn't even imagine. But as time goes on, you're going to learn how to handle them. You're going to move through. You're going to keep going. And you're going to make your way.
What's one word that can best describe Sarah?
Oh, that's a good one. I've never asked that. That was fun. Okay, you caught me off guard. That's good. One word that could best describe Sarah. Infectious.
Infectious.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I get
I can
that.
See
people
that.
Say that to me a lot.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Take that from what other people have said to me. How's that? I'll let other people describe me to you.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic. That sounds wonderful. Well, we're coming close to the end of the hour. Since our show is about people, family, and living life, would you like to share a recipe for living with our listeners this morning?
Oh, I love that. A recipe for living. Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. I would say my recipe for living to everybody out there, thank you, first of all, for tuning in. And my recipe for living would be dance your dance. Be you. Celebrate your own uniqueness and keep dancing it.
Oh, wonderful. How has people react to your coaching in terms of what you just said, dance your own dance? What are some of the feedbacks that you've gotten from people that really have changed you in some ways?
They love it, and they come up with great interpretations of their own of what that means to them. And I love hearing the responses. It inspires me. It inspires me back. It's just a wonderful sharing. And again, I invite you to contact me and write to me what that means to you, because it's really fun. It's really fun for me to hear what is your dance? What is your dance? I would pose that to all the listeners. Feel free to write to me. Let me know, what is your dance? Come to my website, click on the write to me button, and let me know, what is your dance?
Your website is very, very informative, and it has, like you say, lots of music to listen to and enjoy. And you have some wonderful galleries of photos of galleries that you have performed as well as speak. You have two separate websites, and they are all wonderful information. And I'm very excited about what you're doing with your life and the things that you're trying to do in impacting someone in a positive way. How has your family take all this into account?
Oh, everybody's been so supportive. It's just such a great, great way to give back to everybody. I mean, it all goes together. Creativity and expression is such a powerful tool, and it's great to be able to do it in so many directions. It really is all one thing, and I love being able to express myself in many avenues. And it's great. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm so glad everybody's a part of it.
Wonderful. Real quick, you mentioned to me that you also host a radio show. So why don't you tell people how they can listen to your show?
Oh, I host a lot of different shows. Yeah, so it's all on my website and stuff, all the different things I do. I'm always involved in a lot of different events with different organizations and things like that. So all my updates are on my website.
On the website.
Cool, different things going on. Yeah, so...
Feel free to
check all that out. That all comes out on my newsletters and stuff too, where I'm performing and where my speaking engagements are and everything.
Fantastic. Well, Sarah, thank you for the great recipe for living that you shared with us just now, and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Amy Newmark, the publisher of Chicken Soup for Soul Books. Amy and I will be discussing their latest edition, Just Us Girls, 101 Stories About Friendship for Women of All Ages. She will reveal the courage and inspiration to find and build friendships that every woman wants in her life. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Sarah, it has been a pleasure. Thank you again, and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.